Hello, good night.
Hello.
Hi, good night, Mr. Jason. This is Joanna from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you just a few questions about issues, the community, and the nation. We would like to ask you, is anyone in your house work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? If you can help us with this survey? No. All right. Give me just a second, sir. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. It won't take more than 10 minutes, really. I really appreciate your help. The next question is, I know it's still a way off, but what are the changes that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably both. Are the changes 50-50 or you probably no vote?
Definitely both.
Definitely both. Thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
I'm sorry?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you for your answer. Okay, next question. In the November 2020 general election, for who do you vote? For President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Oh, 2020?
Yes, on the 2020 general elections.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. All right. So if it's okay, can you please tell me what is your age?
45.
Thank you. Next question. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody, right? So this is question, may I ask your race? You're Caucasian, white, Hispanic, Latino, Native American, or you don't want to answer?
White.
White. Thank you.
Well, I've got some sun, so I'm a little tan.
I'm sorry, sir?
I've got a little sun, so I'm a little tan right now, so.
Oh, okay. But is it okay for you that we can call you back later, or let me know if I will finish no more than 10 minutes, sir. I really would do it.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, in place, raise your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. So from 1 to 10, how do you scale?
Hello?
Hello? Yes? Can you hear me?
10.
Oh, 10. Thank you, sir. I don't know, probably the back connection for one of the both. Thank you, sir. All right. So thinking about the direction the country is heading right now, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is leading right now?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. All right. Thank you. Next question. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? You are strongly approve, strongly disapprove, or someone disapprove?
I'd say somewhat disapprove.
Someone disapprove. Okay, thank you. All right, next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Is the same answer. So strongly approve, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. All right. So next question is a little, we will scale from 0 to 10. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if there is the most important. A 5 if it is someone important. And 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. All right? So let's start. The first one is, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights. From 0 to 10, how do you scale?
10.
10, thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8,
thank you. Working to end the war in Gaza. Hello? Hello, Mr. Jason? Oh, hello? Yeah,
yes.
Probably the bad connection. I'm sorry. Eight. All right. Thank
eight
you.
Together.
All right. Next one, protecting our personal data in online from big corporations from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform that fight racial profiling by police and hold bad cops?
2.
2. Thank you. Banning TikTok?
8.
8, thank you. Creating more affordable houses?
2.
2, thank you. Making college more affordable?
7.
7, all right, thank you. And reducing crime and violence?
7.
Thank you, sir. All right. We almost finished with a few questions. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or not?
No.
No. All right. Thank you. You're answering that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. So that makes you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
Still motivated to vote.
Okay. Thank you. So now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Please tell me, all right? So let's start. So, Cornel West, what is your scale?
10.
10, thank you. So, formerly known as Twitter? Hello?
10.
10. Thank you. Okay. So this is, let's see. Charlemagne the God. Do you know from 0 to 100 or 50? Or you don't know or you never hear about it?
85.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
60.
60. Thank you. Mark Zuckerberg?
10.
10. Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
0. Thank you. You too?
Ten.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
50. Cory Booker?
80.
80. Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
5.
5. And TikTok?
0.
0. All right. So we almost finished here. Okay. And now, it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for who would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. And generally speaking, Mr. Jason, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
His character and integrity with, given the fact that we have two bad choices.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. All right. Next question here. Changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much will you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence that we're calling now the AI, right? So, a great deal, a fair amount, not much, nothing at all.
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Thank you. All right. In general speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence is going to be more or a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat? You see there is a benefit, much more as a threat?
Yes. That's a tough one to put in the... There's a lot of... A lot of variables there, but I would say that if it's properly managed, it can be beneficial.
Okay, so we can have much more of benefit. Okay, thank you. Okay, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
More regulations.
Thank you. We almost got the last questions. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? X, formerly known as a Twitter, Instagram, video games, Google, YouTube, Facebook, or Meta, or TikTok?
TikTok.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry. Ask me that question one more time. Say that one
more time. Oh, what's the question? No worries. I can. Yes. So thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? As a formerly known Twitter, TikTok. Okay. Thank you. All right. Next question. So switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platform, if you use them at all? So TikTok, you use it multiple times, once a day, times a week, and a month? Not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. Thank you. What about Facebook?
Couple in a week.
Thank you. Instagram?
Daily.
Thank you. And YouTube?
Couple times a month.
couple times a month, all right? And Twitter.
A couple times a month.
All right. Thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. So, TikTok plays a positive role in society. You strongly agree. Someone disagree. Strongly disagree.
Disagree.
Disagree. Thank you. Let me just write it down here. Twitter plays a positive role or not?
Disagree.
Disagree. What about Meta? Keep its a user data secure?
Disagree.
Disagree. TikTok keeps user data secure?
Disagree.
Disagree. Meta plays a positive role for you and the society?
Disagree.
Disagree. In Twitter, keeps its user data secure?
Disagree.
Disagree. All right. So, have you recently seen, read, or hear about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into a law? Have you heard a little about it,
yes.
Or just a little bit? Yes. All right. So next, I would like just to ask you, Mr. Jason, about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't devise from or sell TikTok between the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or opposite this law?
Support.
Support. You are strongly support or someone wants support?
Strongly support.
Strongly. Thank you. And thank you so much for your time. We almost finished, Mr. Jason. In generally speaking, will you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely, someone more likely,
I guess much more likely, I suppose.
All right. Thank you. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like and don't agree with. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. There are play in politics. There are concerns that China could use TikTok to spy on us.
National security. China spying on us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? So I will give you print, newspaper, and magazine. Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC. New aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard. YouTube, radio, social media, local TV, or none of the above.
News aggregators.
New navigators. Oh, okay. And yes, this is almost the last. The last few questions are statistical purposes only, all right? So what is the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school graduated, some college or vocational certified, college graduated, post-graduated.
College graduated.
All right. And this is an answer you want to answer. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced. Thank you. Let me just complete here. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And Mr. Jason, this is the last question. Thank you so much for taking your time, all right, for helping us with this survey. I really appreciate your time, all right?
Yep.
Thank you. Have a great night, okay? Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye.